This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Polling has begun for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. The voting, which began at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. The assembly segments where voting is taking place today cover seven districts, including Kolkata, Howrah, Nadia, North and South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purb Bardhaman. A total of 1,448 candidates are in the fray for 142 assembly seats in this phase. Over 3.22 crore electors are eligible to cast their votes. Out of them, over 4.12 lakh are first-time voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair polling. The first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on April 23rd. The counting for all four states, Kerala, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and one union territory, Puducherry, will be held on May 4th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters of West Bengal to vote in record numbers today in second phase of the state assembly elections 2026 and make democracy more vibrant as well as participative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is important that the women and youth of West Bengal in particular turn out in large numbers and exercise their franchise. The BJP emerged victorious in all 15 municipal corporations where elections were held on April 26. The party made a clean sweep in Morbi and Porbandar municipal corporations, bagging all 52 seats in both the local bodies. Of the 17 municipal corporations in the state, elections were held in 15. The term of the remaining two corporations is yet to expire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to the people of Gujarat for a sweeping mandate in the Mahanagarpalika, Nagarpalika, Taluka Panchayat and Zilla Panchayat elections held across the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the results have made the bond between Gujarat and the BJP stronger. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh. He will perform darshan and puja at Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi this morning. Thereafter, Prime Minister will travel to Hardoi and inaugurate Ganga Expressway. PM will meet people of Varanasi on his way from BLW to Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple, in which he will directly communicate to the general public. Earlier, Prime Minister addressed a large gathering at the Mahila Sammelan in Varanasi. He stressed that the country needs women's role in the decision-making on the important issues and alleged that opposition parties have deceived them by not supporting the Nari Shakti Vandan Bill in Parliament. The Reserve Bank of India has launched Mission Saksham for capacity building of the urban cooperative banking sector. It aims to enhance managerial and operational capabilities, improve compliance culture, and strengthen institutional resilience across urban cooperative banking sector. The United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, beginning May 1st. The UAE's decision comes as a blow to the oil producers group as an unprecedented energy crisis caused by Iran war exposes discord among Gulf nations. The exit of the UAE, one of the group's biggest producers, weakens OPEC's control over global oil supplies and widens a rift between the UAE and its neighbor Saudi Arabia. It could also free the UAE to increase output once exports via the Gulf resume, as it would no longer be governed by OPEC quotas. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeastern region today. The IMD said that Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Delhi, Uttarakhand, Bihar and Jharkhand are also expected to experience thunder squall conditions today. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorm accompanied by lightning, gusty winds over different parts of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.